So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Welcome to the Property Cash Flow Show. Slightly late today. Only by 8 minutes, which is a world record for being late for Dan. Well done. Normally it's like a couple of hours. Anyway, in today's Property Cash Flow Show, I want to talk to you about property, obviously, because it's the Property Cash Flow Show. But I also want to talk to you about this kind of short-termism ideas and concepts that I see going on right now, just because we're in the middle of this COVID pandemic. Sure, in the next 20 years, 100 years, the COVID pandemic will be something that people will be learning in history, but it's just a blip in the whole scheme of blips from here to eternity. We've had 200 years of blips, from revolutions to war in the Falklands. I don't know which revolution I'm on about, the French one probably. The Falkland War, Brexit, we got the pandemic. And do you know what? This is just normal life. I know it kind of seems like it's much more intense right now because everyone's locked down, or you should be. Everyone's wearing masks and nobody dare go on planes and all that kind of thing. But what's going to happen after the pandemic is finished is things are going to be completely different forever. Are people never going to want to rent somewhere? I'm not convinced about that. Let's take retail as an example. People are always going to want a destination experience when it comes to retail. They are always going to need that. Except I think people's spending patterns are going to be different. In the UK, they're on about adding some kind of internet tax, like for Amazon, an extra 10% on all goods sold online to get people out to go into the city centres and so on. But we don't invest in real estate for commercial, and it's not something we've ever done. We might do it at some point in the future. But right now, we invest in residential property. And the pandemic, if anything, has shown us that having a property is really useful. If you're stuck in a room in a HMO, you'll know just how difficult that's been. If you're stuck in a studio apartment in Leeds City Centre, you'll know how difficult that's been. And so there's probably going to be some shifts there in the way that tenants are deciding to rent, where they're going to rent, how they change their lives. Certainly the potato famine in Ireland is a generational memory. And by that, I mean the whole poverty thing from that, and the whole potato famine and the consequences of that have led on to generational change and influence. And we might have that with the pandemic too. We might have a generational pandemic. Certainly my five-year-old will remember the times when she wasn't allowed out and everybody had to wear masks. She'll remember that for the rest of her life. And somewhere in her gene pool, it will be seeded somewhere in there as something that happened, and it'll go into long-term memory from a genetic point of view. Obviously, the theory's still out on that. But the point I'm making here is that we've got these blips, and we shouldn't be making these knee-jerk reactions, these very short reactions to what is a blip in the scheme of human history, even just the last 200 years. It came out in February. It's now July. It's only 5 months. And this is kind of one of my arguments. You can't wear a mask for 5 months. You can't stay at home for 5 months to keep grandma safe. What's wrong with you people? So how is it going to change? Well, I think there's going to be a shift away from city centres into more properties around the outside, and specifically properties with a garden. Somebody was asking me just this morning what sort of portfolio I've got, and it's a good mixture, actually. We've got two-bed terraced houses. We've got city centre studios, one beds and two beds. And actually, we've got three-bed semis, four-bed detached, three-bed detached as well. And actually, that's the path that we're going to continue to go down. We're going to start investing more into three-bed semis. We're going to put a swing set in the back garden for the kids. And our target is going to be young families with kids that are between 2 and 10, actually between 2 and 5. Because they're going to go in, they're going to want the swing set, they're going to have a perfect house with three bedrooms, maybe four bedrooms, and they're going to stay there for 10 years. And then we might move later on. Because for long-term tenants is definitely a thing these days. It definitely wasn't 20 years ago, not as much as it is today. So I think we're going to see these shifts. And city centre stuff, I'm probably not going to buy anymore. We'll just go down the route of buying three-bed semis with a garden, with a view to long-term tenants, low maintenance tenants, low rotation of tenants. But like we are still investing in property. We're just slightly changing the type of clientele that we're going to go for. And this is a point I want you to get. We're not having this knee-jerk reaction going, oh my gosh,
the world is falling in, let's not buy any property, because I think that would be really foolish. Like, it doesn't matter what happens. If universal basic income comes in, where are you going to live? If aliens land, and hopefully they're not hostile, where are you going to live and where are they going to live, right? If, you know, District 17, District 13, is it? You know, a crashed spaceship with 5,000 aliens and they don't know where to live. I'll vent to them, not a problem. Like, people still need to live somewhere, even aliens, right? So it doesn't matter. People still need to live. Retail, just still people need to go to shops, like, kind of, but is that changing? Yes. And this is probably one of the reasons why we never really invested in retail anyway, is because it's not a necessity. Like, as we've discovered for the last 5 months, our Amazon delivery driver, he knows who we are now. Do you know what I mean? We're seeing that often. I see him more than my parents who live in the UK, for goodness sake. So that's how that's changed. And that's going to continue to change. A lot of things have gone online. But the thing that hasn't changed is that people still have to live somewhere. And right now, I'm happy buying up as many properties as we can so they can live in my houses and my apartments if that's the path that we go down. I'm happy to do that because, again, people have to live somewhere. And so if you're just starting out on property and you go, oh, should I wait? Like, I don't know what's going to happen in 6 months or 12 months or 18 months. Are 10 million people going to die? I don't know. But even if 10 million people do die, how long do you think it's going to take to replace 10 million people through childbirth and so on? Not long. Look at how fast the population of the world is increasing. Like, it's exponentially increasing. It was 5 billion, like, in the 80s. We're, like, doubled it in 40 years. That's crazy. And I think it's going to top out at 9, 10, or 11 million. I have no idea where they're getting these numbers from or why they think it's going to top out. Certainly, the birth rate has declined and so on. But, like, this is an exponential thing. If you have three kids and those three kids have three kids and those three kids have three kids and so on, there is no way is this thing topping out at 9, 10, 11 billion people. This thing is going all the way to the moon, certainly to Mars, and we will expand off this planet. But this is where we live, and especially in the UK. They're not building land anymore, not building land anywhere other than Dubai, I suppose, but they're not building land. They got to live somewhere, right? And there's not enough space in the UK. Now, interestingly, when I come in on the aeroplane, not done that since last year, but when I come in on the aeroplane, I look out the window and I see all these wonderful green fields. There's lots of places to build. Obviously, it's protected. It's green, green belt land. But at some point, that's going to have to change. Cities are expanding. And the one thing that people are going to have to do is they're going to have a place to live. Not everyone's going to live in a little tube with a TV and a bed. You know, those tubes that you get in Japan, the tiny little places where you stay overnight in airports, like a little tube, like a toilet roll, but human size, and you go sleep in it. Like, are people going to live in those? Probably not. Certainly, spaces are getting smaller. Land is getting tighter. Do you remember back in the 70s and 80s and 90s when we were building plots and they had gardens? Now, how big's your garden? It's like a 10 foot by 10 foot, and that's big, you know. That those days of these big gardens have gone. So let's see, we've got a comment. Let's have a look. Andy Arter is asking, would the aliens be illegal aliens? I don't know. As long as they have, you know, Brexit, does that apply to aliens? And when we're talking aliens, I mean little green men, not illegal aliens. But I don't know. Who knows? I actually think, Andy, just to tie onto this one a little bit, I actually think we're due a contact situation in the next couple of years, by the way. In fact, I'm 48 now, just turned 48. I would say within the next 2 years, we'll have a contact situation, and you and I will know the answer to that question as to whether they will be illegal or not. Just from continuing that theme, we don't respond to foreigners very well. What do you think we're going to do from people off-world? Like, that's not going to be, it's not going to be a good look, is it? It's not, you know, it's not going to be a good representative of who we are. We can talk about that in a different podcast. We might go off tangent on a couple of weird podcasts. That could be quite interesting. So, property. Buy it. Buy the damn thing. You might want to change what you're doing. But again, if people are moving out of the city centres and into houses with gardens, that might bring some of the prices down. Prices are not dropping in the city centre. London might have dropped. London's dropping because we've got COVID. Rents have dropped in London because no one's viewing. I've put adverts out and we've got a room in a shared house, 300 quid a month, nothing. And the quality of tenants that we do get through is very, very low. We got another property in Doncaster that's just coming empty. A tenant needs to move out. We got it out at 550. We've had like 20 emails on that. Like, our price is going down. If they are, which I doubt in the whole scheme of things, but if they are, it's a blip and it's because of COVID-19. No one's doing viewings. Nobody wants to go out and meet other people. Nobody wants to move because nobody knows what's going on. Everybody's feeling insecure because no one knows what's going on with their job. And yet people are making these long-term decisions. I see them on Twitter. Ha ha, rents are down in London, about time. I'm like, you're an idiot. Rents are going to go up after this. When the vaccine comes out, whenever that might be, bear in mind it took 20 or 30 years to get a HIV vaccine, and that wasn't a cure either. It's only now does it appear to have been cured. But that was like 40 years ago. That was the 80s, right? We only had some kind of medication that you could take about 20 years ago. I know this because of Magic Johnson, a basketball player who had HIV, and I was following his story. So I know about this stuff. So you cannot let this short-term blip. Oh, yeah, but prices are going down. Are they? Okay. Put your money where your mouth is. You're going to lose. I don't think prices are going down. I can't see why prices would go down. And I'll tell you, there is one thing that runs through the thread of all of this, whether prices are going down or not. There's one thing, and it's the same for rent, and it's the same for Mars bars, and it's the same for coffee, and it's the same for Netflix going up in price. And this one thing is what we call, you ready for it? Inflation. Inflation pushes everything up. It doesn't matter. You could get rid of 2 million people who are illegal, according to some folk. You could get rid of 2 million people. It doesn't matter. Those rents are going up. They might dip temporarily, but for the next 10 years, they'll be going back up. Like, we just had this Brexit thing, and everyone's, Tommy Robinson's all very happy because, oh, I got rid of all the foreigners, and now he's going to live in Spain, I noticed, quite funnily, yesterday. It's just bizarre. But so we got Brexit to stop people coming in, and then what happens? Hong Kong happens, and the door is open for the people living in Hong Kong to come here. It's 3 million people in Hong Kong. It's just 10% of those people. Is it 3 million? That's an extra 300,000 people. It's just crazy, right? Rents are going up. Property prices are going up. You might have short-term blips, but over the long term, it goes like this, okay? But it's going up and up and up over the long term. Don't let these short-term blips make a decision on your financial future, because I see it all the time. That will do us for today. Thank you for joining us. If you've got any questions, stick them in down below, and might discuss them next week, or I can reply on Facebook or YouTube. Other than that, we're live again on Friday. Come and join us. We are having our studio downstairs. We're having a little recording studio made up. It's been painted next week. So we might show you around that maybe on Friday. Maybe not. Who knows? Anyway, I hope you're well. Stay safe, and we'll speak to you on the next one. My name's Dan Latter. Take care, folks.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.